American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 7708. Here is the translated text as follows. 676. X. American State Trials. It is not classed as such, and I do not ask you to punish this woman. The question of her sentence rests with the court, and I do not desire her punishment. All I want is your disapproval of her actions. There is nothing as good as a good woman, and nothing sinks as low or becomes as dangerous as a fallen woman. When a woman once falls from virtue, how deception follows in her wake. No matter how beautiful and charming she may be, who does she consort with? Creatures like J.W. Cook. This has been true at all times and is true today. The weak spot in our judicial system is possibly the inability of untrained men to resist the tears and acting of a smart woman. And Mrs. Hirsch is smart. She is a good actress, smart and bold. My opinion of this case has changed since she took the stand and made her statement. Before then, I thought Cook was at least as much responsible for the plot as she. After her statement, I am convinced that most of the blame for the partnership is hers. Cook is just a common, everyday crook. He made only a weak denial to Forrest Adair's statement of what he had told him. According to his own words, he has committed every known crime except murder. And this is the man, the high-toned man, who is so hurt to even think of the mayor's escapade, which he says he saw. Cook admits that he has been caught twice with the wives of other men. And then he has a sudden conversion. He boasts of this lurid past but was washed white as snow at the Billy Sunday meeting. But he fell quickly when Mrs. Hirsch and he worked out this scheme. I do not say anything against conversion. It is all good if they stay converted. But there are many wolves in sheep's clothing, and many merely pretend conversions. It is the camouflage of the situation. He worked out this scheme and starts by getting converted. Why, while the Billy Sunday meetings were on, he asked Mr. Gordon for a letter to a wholesale whiskey house in order to start a blind tiger business, and then said, "I hope this helps."